Do you want me? So good to hear that Rodecaster Pro theme music once again, man. It's second episode back, and man, we've been going a while.
We have. It's you know, we wanted to get that draft episode out before we did a recap since the draft was so recent, and just have some fun times. But it's been a minute. Lots of things going on. So
lots of things, man. It's been a whirlwind. I mean, between not only like us building out the website, and then of course our personal lives too. It's just been absolutely crazy, which is why we took an extended time off.
Yes.
But it's so good to be back. We missed a lot of things in our absence.
We did.
So I don't know where you want to start today, man.
Let's start with the website. So we got a new website. It's launched as of last week.
Yep.
So it's always going to be a work in progress, because if you know anything about websites and SEO and all that stuff, we'll be changing up and keeping the content fresh and what so. But we got a page for guest speakers on there. So you'll see our boy Austin from the last episode on there. You'll have all our fresh podcasts dropped and a library you can go through and listen to some old episodes. And, you know, maybe one day we'll get a store and some merch. But for now, it'll just be a place where we can house all of our stuff. And we like it. I think it's great. But
yeah.
You know?
No, I love it. And I think it's, you know, I think it's just a step in the right direction. I mean, we've been aiming for this for quite a while, and, you know, should help spread the news of our podcast and all that good stuff. And, you know, I know a lot of our listeners have spread the word as well. So thank you for that. But, yep. You know, hopefully the website will get us out there. We want to get some merch and stickers and, you know, all sorts of shit like that. Hopefully in the near future. I mean, I would say third quarter this year,
yeah.
if all goes well, you know, we'll shoot for third quarter. But really cool to link up with you, Finney, and obviously get to work on the website. And I think we got it pretty good, man. I'm happy with it.
Yeah. And then there's even a place where you can like send us questions and things and give us your email address, which we will use, not to send you spam mail, not to sell your information, but, you know, to maybe create some type of fan club in the near future. So, depending on how things go. So that's something that we're thinking about. So,
yeah.
But no, we won't sell your information because we don't believe in that crap.
No, fuck that. Nope. Definitely not.
All right.
Let's kick it off. And I think I want to start with Batman. I know you didn't like it.
Oh, I hated it. Oh, so bad. And I didn't even pay for it. Like, I watched it on HBO Max.
Well, you technically paid for it, but you didn't pay for it.
No, I paid for HBO Max to watch The Winning Season and other programs. That was just a gimme. So I feel like the only thing I paid for is just wasting my hours of life I can't get back. And I say hours because it took me 3 times before I got to the whole thing.
Okay, so let's break it down a little bit. What didn't you like?
All right, so the first question we're going to get from our fans is, well, do you not know about Batman Year One, Year Two? Okay, yeah, I know those storylines.
My first question, probably not even from the fans. It was going to come from me.
So I am. I'm not as familiar as the old stuff, but I am familiar with it. And I know it's a different take and it's a different storyline. I actually enjoyed the storyline. I don't have a problem with the storyline. That's not why I hated it. It's the acting, man. The acting was, to me, abysmal. I love Catwoman. Spot on. Really like the take there.
He's dope. Love Zoe.
I kind of like the Penguin, to be honest. Who's the actor? Girl. Yeah, man. Brilliant job. Didn't even recognize him. I thought that was great.
Yep. Awesome.
Like the old school Batmobile. The suit, you know, kind of janky, but I get it. He's building it out, like, you know, the early stage. So it's the acting, man. And there's two actors in particular that I don't like.
Okay.
Number one, The Riddler. I didn't like the guy who played the Riddler.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like that actor. I feel like he plays the same roles and that's just a version of himself. And I know a lot of acting can be a version of yourself and everything. I don't know. I thought that it could have been better. I expected it more. And again, he's coming from like, I love the storyline. I love the depth of the character. What I didn't like is his portrayal of it. And I felt like there was no passion and no energy. And it was kind of blah.
He was a serial killer.
Yeah, but
he's a serial killer.
Maybe I'm spoiled to, you know, like, I don't know.
Well,
Heath Ledger, right? Playing the Joker style or Mark Hamill doing the voices for Joker and things. And I know it's a different character, but I couldn't see the Riddler in him. I just couldn't.
I disagree. For one, I thought Paul Dano was phenomenal. I liked the direction they went because the focus isn't on the Joker. And you guys can see behind me, if you're on YouTube, the Joker is my guy.
Yep.
My favorite villain of all time, hands down, from every book, every Marvel, DC, whatever, my favorite villain. And I thought that they went the direction of, especially at the end with the end scene between Paul Dano and the Joker in Arkham. I think they went and the Riddler is going to be kind of where it all begins, right?
Yeah.
Because Matt Reeves came out and said that this version of the Joker in Arkham is not yet the Joker. He has not become the Joker yet.
Which brings in, he could play the Red Hood, right? Is that a possibility in this version or?
No.
No, okay.
I don't think so. I think we'd see somebody else with the Red Hood, but I don't think they're going that storyline direction. I urge you to read Batman Hush. I believe that's where they're going. And then also the Court of Owls.
Okay.
So if you read those, I think you'll be in good shape. Like I read Year One, I read Hush, I read also the Batman the Long Halloween. And I urge you, Finny, and the listeners to read the Long Halloween, Hush, and Year One, and then rewatch the movie, because you're going to have a completely different view of what you saw on screen. I promise you, bro.
I don't know.
This is one of the best Batman films to have come out. My all-time favorite, I've said it a million times, is Keaton and Nicholson, the 89 Batman. That is by far my favorite. Love Heath Ledger. He's probably my favorite Joker. But overall movie, Darkness is Tim Burton in 89 Batman. Now, I did love the fact that this Gotham that was in the Batman is just as dark, is just as sinister as Tim Burton. I thought it was fantastic.
Love the storyline, love the artistry, love the music. Like, I didn't like two characters.
Amazing.
And the second character I did not like is Batman.
Wow.
I don't like him as Batman. The first 45 minutes of the movie, he walks around like he's trying to appear bigger than he really is. He walks around with his arms wide, and I replayed this several times because I'm like, what? It reminds me of Val Kilmer in a suit. And then, like, to hear him, like, talk and whisper and everything, he doesn't have the voice. And to me, he's just playing the sad, soppy kid, like, I don't know. I don't get that version that I saw in the comics out of his performance. And I feel like his performance was lacking. I don't think he's a great Batman. I think he's worse than Val Kilmer as Batman. to me, that's honest.
Insane. He's still learning. I mean, you can see it at the end of the film when, you know, because his line at the beginning was, "I am vengeance," right?
Yeah.
"I am vengeance." And that's what he did. He beat the shit out of people.
Yeah.
He beat him up. And at the end of the film, you know, when you see him put the girl on the stretcher and then she grabs his arm, it's kind of like an oh shit moment for him. He's like, okay, I need to be the savior of the city. I don't need to be vengeance, right? But we've seen vengeance in every single Batman movie, but we haven't seen a moment like this, in my opinion, in any of them.
See, where Batman
or Bruce Wayne has an oh shit moment saying, oh my God, this is who I'm supposed to be. This is, you know, because he hasn't come into like the Playboy style yet, right? The Playboy Bruce Wayne dating supermodels and ballet dancers and all that shit. He hasn't, you know, Kim Basinger from 89, right?
No, but, and that's a persona to keep his alter ego, Batman, like hidden, correct, away, because you don't think they're the same person, right?
Right.
I think you're proving my point, though. I have no problem with the storyline. I have no problem with all of that. It's
okay.
I don't get his acting does not resemble what I wanted out of it. It does not give me, like, and yes, he's learning, but you don't learn walking like this with your arms out like for 30 minutes of the fucking movie. I'm sorry.
He's trying to create a presence, man. He's trying to create a presence of being this big guy that's going to whip your ass.
See,
you know, because his suit is not like Ben Affleck's suit where it was, you know, super,
well, no. And I get
huge
that.
And macho and all that, you know?
I get that. But at the same time, I don't like his performance. I hate it. Wow. I won't pay to see one. I won't pay to see another Batman movie as long as he's in it. I'll watch it for free or whatever when it comes out or somebody lets me borrow it, but I won't pay for another one. I just won't. And it's because of those two characters. I feel like the actors were not the right fit. Like, there's so many other actors that are out there that are indie film actors that would be brilliant, I think, for those roles and bring what they did with those storylines and the cinematography and everything, bring those characters more to life. But to me, I felt like I almost didn't feel like it was a Batman movie.
Wow.
Because I feel like the presence of Batman was lacking when it came to like how he inserted himself. And it's like, you don't even see, like, I get he's learning and everything, but the way he portrayed the character, I don't know.
He's playing more of a detective role as Batman in this one, which we've never seen.
True.
We've never seen it in any
film. But he sucks at portraying that type of character. Like, he just does. Like I could see, there's so many other people I could see. Like, put Joseph Gordon-Levitt in that role.
Not in that role. No, I could see him as Nightwing, or I could see him as Nightwing. I could not.
Have you seen Asher or like some of the other roles he's in where it's like these gritty movies? Like, I don't know. Or and as far as the Riddler, the guy that they're looking at for the Crow, that guy, the guy that played it, that guy, I think, could have played a better Riddler.
I'd rather see him as the Joker, though.
Well, that's true. But if you're going to that serial killer Riddler, like, I don't know. I think he would just bring, I just have a problem with the actors. That's what ruined the whole movie for me. Love the storyline. Love how he's trying to be the detective. I love how they showed all that. I love Catwoman, the Penguin. I even liked the who they got to play.
Commissioner Gordon.
Yes. Commissioner Gordon. Yep. I thought brilliant. Love that guy. Like, just don't like the guy that played Batman or the Riddler. Don't like him. I like the suits. I like what they were going for. I just don't like the way they portrayed the characters.
Hmm.
I felt like for half the movie, they were still trying to figure out how to portray the character. And then at the end of the movie, you saw them portray what level they could muster up to do it. And I felt you could see a distinct line too. Because when I watched the second half, I'm like, okay, a little better, and it seems like they've had some practice, both of them. But it's not like the practice that you would think of, oh, they're learning to get to this point. Like, it looked like both of them really struggle with playing their characters throughout the whole movie. Like, they didn't know how to embody what the character was going through. And I think that's what surprised me. And I went in with no expectations. Absolutely none. Because I don't like the guy. I didn't like Twilight. I don't really like him as an actor. But I'll give him a shot, right?
Yeah.
You know, people didn't like Ben Affleck. I thought Ben Affleck was the greatest Batman. And I was like, eh, we'll see. He sucked at Daredevil. So, well, and then I was like, oh, wow. Holy crap. This is amazing.
Yep.
Love but now this, I just can't get behind, man. I just can't.
I love the emo take they put on Bruce Wayne.
I do too. Just don't like how
he was a perfect fit. Thought he was a perfect fit for it.
I thought he came off as a wannabe emo kid that wasn't really emo. Hmm. That's what it came off to me as. And I don't like it, man. I just don't.
Wow. I don't know. I don't even know what else to say.
So you thought I was going to come in with like, no, I don't understand it. Like, it's Batman Year One. Like, you thought I was thinking from a completely different direction.
I did. Which is the beauty of a podcast, is that we didn't talk about this before. So
yeah. Know. No, like, I liked the emo. Like, I like what they tried to do. I just didn't like the way the actors portrayed the characters. I thought that they missed the mark.
Okay.
And I think that's what shows you actors that can really hone in their craft. You look at like Johnny Depp, you look at Jared Leto, you look at Heath Ledger, what he did. You look at Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Like, you look at all these actors that really hone in their craft. Colin Farrell, brilliant. Brilliant.
Yep.
And I felt like they don't put the same effort, those two guys didn't, as the rest of the cast.
Man, I disagree. But I digress. I Paul Dano's version was, or Dano, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce his name. I loved it because he looked like the guy next door, right? He looked like a fucking serial killer. I thought he portrayed it very well. Again, like, people hated this because it wasn't the Riddler in a green suit with black question marks and a top hat and a cane.
Which, right? I don't mind. I like the more realistic Riddler.
I do too.
I think you hit it on the head, though. He has the look, and I think both of them have the look they were going for.
Right.
But they couldn't act to meet the look.
Wow.
Because if I'm looking at the Riddler, it's like, no, I want the kid that's beat up, mistreated. I want to feel it. I want to feel how he was treated. I want to feel how nobody was there for him. I want to feel how, you know, he felt like they did him wrong. And I didn't get that from him.
Oh, see, I did. And I'd be curious to see when this airs. I would like some comments on YouTube or Anchor, where you can leave comments too. I want to see comments of who agrees and who disagrees. Or what you liked and what you didn't like. I'm very curious because there's just like we are here, there's both sides of the spectrum.
There is. Right.
Fantastic shit. I'm fantastic. Vinny is shit. So it's, you know, I think it's, no, you're not shit. You know what I mean?
Boy, I missed this. The other thing I think is it made me miss what the Snyderverse could have been too. After I got done watching it, I'm like, I get to settle for a mediocre Batman and a mediocre Riddler. It had so much potential, but then once again, for me, it falls short, just like the Snyderverse did, which was no fault to Snyder. We know how that went. We talked about it on a previous podcast. But once again, I feel like Warner Brothers, DC, falls short because it's not quite there.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's fair. That's fair. I loved it. I loved it, man. I can't complain. I'm really excited to see what they're going to do with the Joker.
Yeah.
Because he's not the Joker yet. Because there's a lot of different directions they can go with him. I mean, they've left it wide open. You know, and maybe even to introduce Harley, you know, maybe in the third movie or whatever, but
that'll be tricky because who do you get to play Harley Quinn after Margot Robbie?
I don't know. Can't even guess it because Margot Robbie was perfection.
I mean, it's like Heath Ledger, man.
Yeah.
It's like, it's hard. Let's keep the DC track.
Yeah.
What is up with Ezra Miller? Holy cow.
Yeah, a couple bar fights, huh?
Not just bar fights. Didn't he like beat up some chicks or something? I don't know. Dude's been in a lot of trouble and getting in a lot of issues. And apparently he's like his whole Flash debut is over before it even started.
Yeah, which sucks because they're almost done with the movie.
But this will be the only one that he's in.
Well, if they keep him. Because I read some rumors the other day that Grant Austin, the kid who plays the Flash on the CW, may take over, which I don't disagree with. I mean, I think Grant Austin's awesome. Watches the Flash. I think it's, you know, pretty decent show. I don't like all the drama that the CW throws in there.
Do that for TV ratings, but you know, they can do that because the Flash, different time points, different perspectives, like. You know, Flashpoint, you can play around with the timelines and stuff with that. So that could actually work out. But dude, man, like, what is your problem?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you had a cash cow, man. You had a cash cow. I mean, you got Keaton and Affleck supposedly in it as his Batman. Like, you've got a star-studded cast and a real, what could potentially kick off, Flashpoint or, you know, whatever the DC multiverse wants to throw at it. Like you really could be in this for the long haul and then you go beat somebody up at a bar.
Well, and it's not just beating people up at a bar. He choked a woman and threw her to the ground. That video was on Twitter and it's been deleted since. And then he's got in Hawaii, he's got a temporary restraining order against him for threatening to kill them.
Superb.
So, like, dude's turned into a grade A piece of work.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate because really could have done some great things because I loved him as the Flash.
Yeah.
Thought he was great. Loved him in Justice League. You know, but what are you going to do, dude?
DC's just falling apart, man. And what's going to happen with Aquaman 2? Now that Amber Heard's been found guilty of beating up Johnny Depp.
Well, I don't
think she soon. Will be soon after all this is coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, chances are good that that they replace her too. And I think the latest I read was Emilia Clarke?
Yeah.
Thrones.
Which I like that. Actually, to be honest, I think Amber Heard's a horrible actress. I don't think she can act for shit.
She was no good.
I think Emilia would be amazing and a great replacement. I think you could add some depth to the character and wouldn't be as cheesy. Yeah. I feel like Amber Heard was just a piece of eye candy.
Yeah.
And not even great eye candy at that.
Yeah, no. So, nope. Agreed. I mean, I don't know. It is what it is with these people, dude.
I mean, when did actors like get into this stuff? Like, I mean, like,
what's going on for way before you and I?
It's just everybody's got a phone and TikTok camera now, or TikTok app now.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Imagine if we had fucking TikTok and all this shit when we were kids.
Yep.
Oh no, we'd be in a hell of a lot of trouble. Like,
dude, in the 90s or even the early 2000s. Will Smith slapped by somebody on stage. They cut to like a 15-second delay and you never see it happen. But now everybody's got a phone, so they can't hide it.
Yep. Yep.
You know?
That's another thing that we missed. Will slap Smith. Like I didn't even see it. I saw it on Facebook the next day or 2 days or 3 days later or whatever, because I don't watch the Academy Awards anymore.
Me as well, because I don't watch it either. I actually got a text about it. Like as it was happening, I'm like, what? It's like, nah, that's got to be somebody trolling or something. And sure enough, look through it. Like, man, Hollywood's just... Sheesh.
Yeah, he slapped that motherfucker.
And yeah. I get comments were said and maybe lines were crossed, but at the same time, you don't go up and slap somebody for saying something. Like you just can't do that. Like it's just wrong.
The way I feel about it is this. When you're at the Academy Awards or even a roast, for example, right?
Yep.
I mean, I've seen several back when Comedy Central was a thing, they did several roasts. You have to expect somebody to clown on you or clown your wife, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't fuck with the kids, right? Like that's,
yeah,
that's a little
unless they're like 18, 19, they're right. Grown adults, but yeah.
Right.
Leave kids alone, but anything else is fair game.
But like, you know what? Suck it up, man. Take it. Take it because he wrote these jokes. Somebody approved these jokes. And you didn't like it, so you get up and slap them.
Yeah.
Don't be a bitch. Don't be a bitch. That's my opinion. Maybe that's the name of this episode. Don't be a bitch. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. But that's the way I feel about it. I mean, other people feel differently, I'm sure. Like, oh, nobody should have slapped. Blah, blah, blah. You know what? It is what it is, man. These guys make a shit ton of money. They should expect to get clowned on. I don't make any fucking money, and I get clowned on daily. You know what I mean? Like, it's part of life. Whatever.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe inflation rates are like, man, I can't afford that 15th beach house in the Bahamas. And just got angry and slapped somebody.
Yeah. Slapped a motherfucker in the teeth. You know? Don't talk about my wife. Slap you in the teeth.
You know?
No, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. But we ain't rich either, so I don't know. Whatever.
You know, out of all the craziness in Hollywood, the one thing I have enjoyed is, and I get sucked into it. I don't try to, really don't care, but this Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing.
I've been watching the trial, man. It's a friggin' joke.
Dude, Johnny Depp is exactly who you think he is.
Yep.
That's the one thing this has shown. Like,
yep.
Like, I like him. Great guy. And when you hear everybody, even his ex-wives and ex-girlfriends are up there defending him. All the bodyguards, anybody that his team brings to the stand, they're like, and Johnny was great, but she pooped on the bed. Or she threw Red Bull at him. Or
a bottle of whiskey and cut his finger off. Like,
yeah, right?
Dude. And it's like, I don't know the ins and outs of the relationship. I just go by what I see in the court. And by what I see is that she's fucking crazy.
So here's the thing that's come out recently. And this is the question I want to know. Did Elon Musk, did she beat him up too? Because whenever they were dating, he always had that black eye and everything for like weeks. He had like for his face is busted up. And right. No one ever got like an answer on that. And then now that he's not dating her anymore, like dude's never had anything. Like he's fine. You don't see any marks on his face. No beat ups, nothing.
Yeah.
So does she have a history of this with other people?
I don't know. Maybe it'll come out in court. I don't know. I know she's supposed to testify at some point.
Yeah. I think she starts this week.
Yeah. So I'll be curious to continue to watch that between my phone calls at work.
Even the psychiatrist says she's got like multiple personalities and she's batshit.
Yeah.
So
it's insane, man. It's insane. And it's sad. You know, it's sad because I am a huge Johnny Depp fan. I mean, I've got the entire collection of Pirates. I've got all his old shit. I've got almost everything he's done. Like he's one of my favorite actors of all time.
You know, he won't be doing Fantastic Beasts anymore. He won't be doing Pirates ever again. Nope. What's going to be worse is when he goes and sues Disney next.
Yeah.
Because after this is all said and done, because they basically cut him out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is okay. I get the Me Too movement. I get when women were abused, not treated equally, and all that.
Yep. Right.
But we forgot to do our due diligence when people made claims of that nature. And I think this is where you've got to do your due diligence. Instead of writing people off and canceling them because you think you knew what happened, you should wait, get your facts together, do your due diligence, and then if they are guilty, yeah, then cancel them. Fine with that. But as we're finding out, she should have been canceled, not him, and he's been out like franchises and millions of dollars And we've been deprived of some really great movies and sequels that he would have been in if she hadn't have lied, which is essentially what she did. Falsely accused him of something.
Isn't that the problem with social media too?
Oh yeah.
It's a problem with social media too. And that's a whole different, it's a whole different topic for a whole different day. Cause I could go all day on social media. I fucking hate it.
I've got so much to say about social media today.
Yep. I hate it, but we won't go there today. I think we've done enough.
Well, so. I got one more topic.
All right.
I want to know what you think about Moon Knight before we let it go.
I enjoyed the shit out of Moon Knight. I thought Oscar Isaac was perfect. And I love the story. And they've left it open for a season two. I know Oscar Isaac has actually come out and said he won't be doing another Marvel character. Yeah. I think that's a little shit. I think they're keeping it quiet because there's going to be a season two.
Well, he said he won't do another Marvel character. He didn't say that he would reprise his role of the same character, though, right?
There you go.
Semantics.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's great. I mean, because Zach and Lisa and I watch it every night almost before we go to bed to get caught up. I think the only thing we have left is the season finale now, which will be out by the time this airs. But really think it's fantastic, man. Really shows his range for acting to play these two separate characters.
It does. I'll tell you what surprised me. At first, I hear his accent. I'm like, that sounds like a cheap British accent. Like, bro, like, I know you're a better actor than this. Like, what's going on? And then when you see, so spoiler alert, because that probably spoiled some things if people, I haven't seen it yet. So, oh, well, it's been out for a few
years. It's been out long enough, yeah.
But then to see kind of what happened in these recent episodes of why Steven has that accent, I was like, that's brilliant. It's supposed to be that way. Like, and I think that's the only gripe I had at the beginning. And then I was like, oh, it makes sense now. Like, I like this. And I'm not as familiar with Moon Knight as I am some of the other Marvel characters, but I'm familiar enough to where I really like Moon Knight because I feel like he's more of like the anti-heroes, like Deadpool, like Punisher, like,
yeah.
And that gets into some gray areas. Which,
he does. Yeah. It's fantastic. And I hope they continue. And I'd love to see him in the MCU. You
know? I have heard rumors of the Midnight Suns.
We did talk about this on a previous show. Yeah, you're right.
Moon Knight, Blade, Ghost Rider.
Yep.
Like, that, you know?
Yep.
I think I'd like to see it in some shape or form.
It would be the perfect opportunity to bring in Blade, maybe on an after credit scene at the end of season two to kind of kick off the movie, right? Because we know we're getting Ghost Rider. We know we're getting Blade. I mean, Punisher's getting rebooted with Barenthal apparently, which is great. Yes. If it was anybody else, I'd probably not watch.
And Daredevil, which isn't Daredevil part of the Midnight Suns too?
Daredevil is a part of the Midnight Suns, yeah.
Yeah, and we know that Charlie is...
Charlie Cox.
Yeah, he's going to reprise his role.
Yep.
So... Yep.
Which is going to be awesome. It's going to be great. And all you parents that hate the Daredevils on Disney+, set your NC whatever rating so your kids can't watch it. Because guess what, motherfuckers? I'm watching it. God damn it. I'm watching it.
Well, I think that's all we missed. There's a bunch of political shit going on in the world that we just don't want to get into.
That's all too political. And
I don't want to get depressed tonight, so I'm going to keep it on a happier note.
We don't need any of that.
So make sure you guys go and check out the website.
Yep.
It's up and running. Check out all the episodes and stuff that we have in store. Check out our TikTok. And actually, as we start adding guests, you know, we encourage you to go and check out, you know, some of our guest speakers and, you know, what they're doing and, you know, kind of follow them around if you're interested in the topics they talk about with us. So, you know, Austin was about fantasy football and the draft and things. So if you want somebody with good sports analytics and good knowledge, check him out. Check out that previous episode. And then I think we're going to try to line up some more guests in the future with some experts on some topics. And, you know, let's have some lighthearted conversations around them. So,
amen. But, amen. Super glad to be back in the swing, baby. Let's go.
Right. Until next time.
Later on, kids.